For the Beaver Radio Network, Kevin Reed with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, last year making the first trip in program history to the Elite Eight. Certainly a great season to look back on. What can you bring forward from that experience and that season into this one?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to build off what you're able to do in the past and kind of stand on the shoulders of the stuff that you did beforehand. And that's true. You know, we had a lot of great seniors that put their time and effort into getting us to that point. We had a lot of just depth of guys that were in the system. I think we are at our best when we can develop talent that's here for 3, 4, 5 years, some 6 and 7 when you're talking about all of some of those guys. But and it showed off. I think that was a big part of it. And I think once you get guys in the system, you're developing that way. These kids get exposed to how we win, how we do things here. So it's a really good learning experience for our young guys that are now going to be taking over different roles this year. So it's kind of the way you want it. So hopefully we can lean and learn on some of those games that we won, and even some of those that we lost on the road. I think we learned through a lot through the adversity that you face too. So we'll take it all. We need all that experience as we move forward with this group here in 2025.
Speaking of 2025, here we go. Wasn't it just yesterday we were talking about being in Mankato for the playoffs? And here we are, game one, this time on the road against Michigan Tech, a team that gave you a real tussle last year.
Yeah, they're a good football team. They're well coached. I think Coach Metlock does a really good job. Very similar to us, they're going to develop talent that they want to keep there for 4 or 5 years. I think, you know, it's odd. You know, they're an engineering school, and I mean odd is that maybe they don't get affected by the transfer portal quite as much because of the engineering program. The degrees they might get also probably hinders them from bringing in a bunch of transfers because of the very specific paths academically. Just from an outsider perspective, I don't know that, but it just kind of seems that the way it is. But they do a really good job. I think their D coordinator does a nice job too, being aggressive. Just a different style of defense, a 3-4 that give you different shades, give you different looks. They'll blitz from different angles. And I think it took us a while last year to kind of get in a rhythm with that and understand what you have to do. So I thought in the second half we played better. And then obviously they're going to be replacing their quarterback and different set of guys on offense. Our strengths matched up really well with them last year, where our defensive line was our strength. I think it was one of the better D lines in the country, and we played well and held and limited those guys. But it's crazy to think that we probably held them to 220 yards before the last drive, and still were scrapping for our life to get out of there with the win. So I expect the same thing: a well-coached team on their part, physical, that are gonna, you know, have young guys too playing in different roles, and be interesting to see who executes at a higher level.
When you mention execution, what are you going to have to do well on both sides of the ball today?
Man, it's just typical. You know, first game of the year, you know, don't shoot yourself in the foot and put yourself behind the eight ball right away. So I think winning special teams, they have a really good kicker that was a freshman last year, but Connor Mantelli is a good one for us too. So we expect him to do some good things, and hopefully we can control that. I think we got dynamic returners as punt returners and kick returners, which we showcased last year. I think Drayton Lehman's one of the better ones in our league, one of the better ones in the nation too, at making guys miss. So hopefully you can get some big ones, and then just penalties and turnovers. Like you got to force some mistakes from them, and you got to limit the ones that you're going to have show up on your side of the ledger too. So that's kind of all your typical, you know, coaching jargon right out at the get-go. But the other part for us is just showing up and playing fast and physical and confident. And if we can do that, we have a ton of talent, that's for sure. Now it's just a matter of getting out and the different guys in different positions. So, you know, I mean different positions. Like, they probably played a lot of football. It's not necessarily, you know, from a special team role or whatever, or even a role player. It's now, you know, being the guy, and it's just a different set of guys. So be interesting to see how this team develops, but I'm excited. It's been a fun camp. It's going to bend back and forth, which you always kind of hope that as a head coach too, that one side isn't just getting their face kicked in and the other side's, you know, way behind the other. So it'll be interesting to see how we match up and how we get, you know, get after it against Michigan Tech in game one.
How important is it to get off to a good start when you're looking at, I mean, obviously those of us on the outside, wow, 4 straight years, at least the second round. Nobody else has done that in the nation over the last how many ever years. But how important is it to get off to a good start? Win or lose is, you know, you want to win. But how important is it just to play well and get off on the right foot?
Well, I want to win. Let's get that straight.
Well, yeah.
It's just, you're right. Like, it seems like it was yesterday that we were playing in the national playoffs, but yet there's a lot of, you know, sleepless nights and thoughts that are rolling through your brain of when you, from that moment in December to now, of how we can improve and what we need to replace, because it's just the evolution, and it's not even the evolution, it's just sport in general. You're always kind of worried about the ultimate demise when the season's over. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you have to replace. But I think we've recruited well, and getting to your point, like, you know, for us to be successful is to put and string things together. And I think last year we moved the ball and we were able to make stops, and, you know, even the drive, they made a really nice opening drive and scored. It's kind of ironic that they scored on their first drive of the game, I think their last drive, and I think they had one drive. I think it might have been on a short field after we had a turnover on midfield on a fumble. Otherwise, I felt like we were in complete control of the game. But it'd be interesting to see what they're going to do. Like, you're always kind of sitting there, you're chasing ghosts, as we always say, going into game one. Like, are they going to change a bunch? Are they going to have new personnel, this and that? I think the biggest part is their quarterback, Alex, I think it's Bono. Real athletic kid. He's not a huge frame kid. He's like 6 foot, 180, but he can screw it around. He was their Wildcat quarterback. It was fun to watch last year, to be honest with you, what they were doing with him. Kind of reminded me of what we were doing with McGath, but certainly a really athletic kid. Showed a pretty good arm, too, and it got really good receiving core, particularly number 10. I can go get it, 6'3", 200-pound kid. So they're going to test us in that regard. And I like watching these guys play because I'm a defensive coach. It's fun to watch them blitz from all angles. Kind of, we used to do that back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. So it's fun to see what they do. But you're right. I mean, we got to go out there and just, you know, just throw everything out and be in a different environment, all that kind of stuff, but just worry about us and go execute. And I think usually when that happens, good things, good results kind of show up at the end.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, appreciate it.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. Lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.